Like if I say, think about a church steeple, most people get this sort of generalized, generic one. Now, maybe that's not true in this room, but it's going to be true in a whole lot of different places. I see only specific pictures. They flash up into my memory just like Google for pictures. And in the movie, they've got a great scene in there where the word shoe is said and a whole bunch of 50s and 60s shoes pop into my imagination. Okay, there's my childhood church. That's specific. There's some more, Fort Collins. Okay, how about famous ones? And they just kind of come up kind of like this, just really quickly, like Google for pictures. And they come up one at a time, and then I can think, well, okay, well, maybe we can have it snow, or we can have a thunderstorm. I can hold it there and turn them into videos. Now, visual thinking was a tremendous asset in my work designing cattle handling facilities. And I've worked really hard on improving how cattle are treated at the slaughter plant. I'm not going to go into any gucky slaughter slides. I've got that stuff up on YouTube if you want to look at it. But one of the things that I was able to do in my design work is I could actually test run a piece of equipment in my mind, just like a virtual reality computer system. And this is an aerial view of a recreation of one of my projects that was used in the movie. That was like just so super cool. And there were a lot of kind of Asperger types and autism types working out there on the movie set, too. But one of the things that really worries me is, where's the younger version of those kids going today? They're not ending up in Silicon Valley where they belong. Now, one of the things I learned very early on, because I wasn't that social, is I had to sell my work and not myself. And the way I sold livestock jobs is I showed off my drawings, I showed off pictures of things. Another thing that helped me as a little kid is, boy, in the 50s you were taught manners. You were taught you can't pull the merchandise off the shelves in a store and throw it around. Now, when kids get to be in third or fourth grade, you might see that this kid's going to be a visual thinker, drawing in perspective. Now, I want to emphasize that not every autistic kid's going to be a visual thinker. Now, I did had this brain scan done several years ago, and I used to joke around about having a gigantic internet trunk line going deep into my visual cortex. This is tensor imaging, and my great big internet trunk line is twice as big as the controls. The red lines there are me, and the blue lines are the sex and age-matched control. And there I got a gigantic one, and the control over there, the blue one, has got a really small one. And some of the research now is showing that people on the spectrum actually think with primary visual cortex. Now, the thing is, the visual thinker is just one kind of mind.